Good day to all of you, my friends. So good to be with you, even if it is only in this virtual manner. My name is Thomas Dalbro. I'm a retired Catholic priest, and I help out frequently at St. Martin de Porres Church. I'm also part of that parish's ecumenical committee, and that's how I had the very good fortune to meet and to get to know Pastor Deborah, and I would dare say to many of you as well. Together we have been trying to heed St. Paul's counsel to those Philippians. He urges them today to make my joy complete. Be of the same mind, having the same love, being in full accord and of one mind. Paul was telling those ancient Greeks, calling them to unity, to overcome misunderstandings and differences of opinion, to be truly the one body of Christ that witnesses so very clearly to the awesome love that God has for all of us human beings. We at St. Martin's have been so fortunate to have Pastor Deborah and the good people of First Lutheran as partners and good friends on our journey towards the full and visible unity that Christ so wants for his church. Sharing pulpits, that's one very clear guidepost along that path that God, in God's great mercy, has given us the good sense to follow. Let's turn now to the gospel. In the gospels, you frequently hear about these tax collectors and sinners, or tax collectors and prostitutes, as the concluding words of today's gospel tells us. These are the kinds of people that you stayed away from. I guess it was a kind of biblical social distancing. Good people didn't want to be infected by the evil ways of those who disregarded the law of Moses. Maybe they led immoral lives. Maybe they were cooperating with those hated Roman occupiers. Whatever. Respectable people were sure to keep their distance. But not Jesus. How many times in the Gospels do we find Jesus in the company of tax collectors and sinners? And frequently sitting down with them at table and sharing a meal together. To the great chagrin of so many, Jesus reached out to them, never certainly condoning their bad behavior, but rather opening their eyes to the wonders of God's mercy. He tried to reawaken faith in those who had lost their way. He wanted to rekindle hope for the wonderful transformation that God's mercy can work on human lives. And that's exactly what happened to so many of these sinners. Because of their contact with Jesus, they opened their lives to God. They experienced the healing power of God's forgiveness. And some of them, like our gospel writer today, Matthew, even became a close disciple of Jesus. In fact, one of the 12. What a great example. What a great witness to the power of God's mercy. I mean, true conversion like that, getting back on the right track, is something that should always cause great rejoicing. I mean, but sadly, it's not always the case, even among us Christians. We're not always ready to trust in God's mercy, to trust in the power of God's mercy to turn people's lives around. That's true today, was true then. Jesus had to deal with many good, respectable people who would have nothing to do with sinners. As far as they were concerned, they were beyond hope. Now, that kind of doubting of the transformative power of God's mercy is not only misguided, but it's also a missed opportunity to face the fact that we are all sinners. We are all of us, in need of God's mercy, no matter how respectable we may think we are. Exactly why our Jewish friends celebrate Yom Kippur this time of year, that annual Day of Atonement, is a time when Jewish people the world over acknowledge their need for God's mercy and God's forgiveness. Maybe it's also a good opportunity for all of us Christians to join our elder sisters and brothers in faith by focusing a bit more on our own need for God's mercy. We're all sinners. There are times when we are selfish and envious. Too often we get carried away with pride. How often do we find ourselves manipulating and using other people for our own advantage? So often, too often, we put the plight of the poor and the weak so far from our minds and our hearts. We are all in need of conversion in ways big and small. We are all in need to open ourselves to the power of God's mercy. And God is ready to respond to our need. God is always there, reaching out to us, touching our hearts, strengthening our resolve. God caresses the respectable and the not so respectable with the same healing love that makes change possible, and invites every human person to live in a way that respects our adoption as God's beloved children. Once again today, Jesus finds himself in the company of sinners. That's all of us, who should be so filled with joy and gratitude for the wonder of God's mercy. And that's why we are able to share in so many ways in the life and the love of our Savior. Amen. God bless you all.